Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Happy Ascension, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're going to talk today about this glorious feast we're celebrating today, the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is one of my favorites in the church year because it really is the culmination. In some ways, you know, different scholars have talked about the resurrection and the ascension is fundamentally one act, even though it didn't happen exactly at the same time. Jesus rose so that he could ascend, and in his ascension is bringing in his person, fallen humanity, separated from God, under the reign of sin and death, without hope in the world, human beings made in the image of likeness of God, destined for glory, were made for glory, but fell from glory because of original sin, because the reality of sin in our lives. No power, no capacity to change that condition on our own. Nobody in the world could do it. It's interesting, the kind of conversations that are happening now, you see them, you can see them on YouTube and other places, some of the, you know, kings of the earth, the leaders in the world, or and different kinds of scientists and thinkers are talking a lot about AI and, you know, the future of the human race. Is it a, you know, sort of half robot, half man? Is it a post-human future? And this is man. Man is his only savior, so to speak. And this is what happens when God and the things of God are rejected because of human pride. As we've heard all week long, Jesus and the apostles saying essentially, you know, this truth, men don't embrace and open themselves to salvation because Jesus said they prefer darkness to light. And I'd rather live in my darkness because it's mine and I'm in charge and I'm the boss. I'm my own master. Nobody tells me what to do. I define my own reality. This is my own journey. I'm not doing it for anyone else, so to speak, unless I decide to do it on my own. I don't have fealty to anyone. I don't have to bend my knee to anyone. I'm making and living my own reality, period. So that's what's in the world, in the fallen world. That comes right from the ruler of this world, Satan himself. And so today we celebrate the ascension of the fulfillment of the hope. You know, resurrection, Christianity is the resurrection from the dead, but the resurrection includes living with God the Father in heaven and having our lives glorified, our being, literal being glorified, that is brought into the glory of God. And that began with Jesus, and that's why it's happening, and that's what the ascension is really all about. So there's some wonderful paragraphs in the catechism I just want to look at this morning as we celebrate the glory and majesty of Jesus. Lord, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, we rejoice that you are exalted, we thank you that you saved us, and that you alone can save us, and that the plan of the Father that you unfolded and the Holy Spirit is working in us to believe and to lead us to transform is so great and so beautiful, and we see and understand what that plan is. When the Holy Spirit helps us understand who you are, where you are, and what you've done, you reign in glory. And today we celebrate, Lord, who you are and what you've done and what you've accomplished. Paragraph 668 from the Catechism says, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Okay, why did Christ come? There it is, a summary. That's from Romans. The Catechism is quoting Romans. Why did Jesus die and live again? It's a good question. And Paul answers it here in just a few words. He died and lived again so that he could be Lord. That's first. That's exactly what Peter preached. If you've been listening to the program over the last number of weeks, we've been listening to the apostolic preaching of Peter and Paul and St. Stephen. Do we get him? No, we didn't get him in yet. We'll get him in the next few days. They're all declaring Jesus Christ is Lord. That is the central proclamation of the church from day one. Jesus means Savior. Christ means anointed one, the one filled with the Spirit. He saves us by making it possible for us to be filled with the Spirit. And that means he makes it possible for us to no longer be trapped by the things that separate us from God, which is sin and death. Jesus saves us and makes it possible for us to have our sins forgiven. We've heard again and again with the apostles, he sent the apostles forth to proclaim and bring repentance and forgiveness of sins to the world. So Jesus is the one who is able to forgive sin. Jesus is the one who's anointed and has the authority, is now the head of a new humanity. Paul calls him a life-giving spirit. He's not just a spirit because he has a body. He has the body he received from Our Lady. And so he's a second Adam, siring a new race of people who are born of the Spirit. So Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth, right? And he's also, it also means that he not only has all authority, and there's no dominion, no angels, no hierarchy, no power on earth that even compares to the authority. Jesus has complete authority over everything in heaven and on earth. It's his dominion. He's the Lord. He's going to deal with this planet down here that's inhabited by a kingdom of darkness. You know, his enemies he's going to ultimately subdue and destroy before it's all over. But he's the Lord, and everyone will come before him. Every one of us has in our future, we have an appointment face to face with Jesus Christ, and we're going to give an account of our lives. What kind of fruit does our life bear? Have we turned to him? What's the condition of your heart? Do you radically love him the way he called us to fulfill the first commandment, the second commandment, loving our neighbor as well? So Jesus Christ is Lord. So this first line here, the catechism, the reason Jesus came, the reason he died, so that he could take his seat at the right hand of the Father, and he would be Lord over the dead and the living. It goes on, it says, Christ's ascension into heaven signifies his participation in his humanity, in God's power and authority. That's very significant. Human flesh completely united to God. Jesus Christ is Lord, the catechism continues. He possesses all power in heaven and on earth. He is, quote, far above all rule, all authority, power, and dominion. For the Father has put all things under his feet. Christ is Lord of the cosmos and of history. In him, human history and indeed all creation are set forth and transcendently fulfilled. Jesus renews everything. I mean, there's so much here. So he's above every rule, authority, every rule on the earth, every king, every politician, the moneyed class, the glitterati, you name it, whatever it is, any army in the world, he's above it all. He's above all the fallen angels, the hierarchy of fallen angels and demons. He's so far above Satan. You know, people can get confused, like somehow Satan and Jesus are two equals fighting it out in the ring. It's not even close to true. Satan is a creature. He's not an eternal being. He's not God. He's a creature. He's a powerful creature, but he's a creature. And the authority and power that Jesus has is so far above his, and he is deathly afraid of the name of Jesus, of the authority of Jesus, especially of the blood of Jesus. And one of the things the devil tries to do is get Jesus' followers to not grasp and understand who they are and the authority that they walk in. Weak and broken people like you and me, baptized into Christ, because we're part of his body, we have an authority. We're ambassadors. We have a right to act on his behalf in this world, the way the apostles are showing us they did it. And as Peter said, hey, it wasn't my power, it wasn't my piety that raised this man, this crippled man. It was the name of Jesus. And this is the name above every name that every name is going to confess, either freely, now, here on earth, or when he comes again in glory, every creature is going to confess his name. Everyone will bow and acknowledge that God the Father's Son, Jesus Christ, is Lord of all. Even Satan, the demons, are going to have to acknowledge. Paragraph 669, as Lord, Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. taken up to heaven and glorified after he had thus fully accomplished his mission, Christ dwells on the earth in his church. The redemption is the source of the authority that Christ, by virtue of the Holy Spirit, exercises over the church. So his redemption, he redeemed us. He bought us out of slavery, and he brought us from slavery to new life in the family of God. We're born again by water and the Spirit. As John says, he's given us power to become children of God. We've been redeemed. That's why it's good to sing songs like an old song they sing, I've been redeemed, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Have you ever heard that? It's a good song. It's an oldie, but a goodie. But it's redemption. And he's saying here, the catechism is telling us, this act by Jesus has brought us into union with him, into his body. And this is the source of the authority that believers have over the kingdom of darkness, over the devil's strategies against you, against your marriage, against your family. This is why the church walks with confidence and in power, and why we see in the lives of the apostles here over the last number of days, when the powers that be are coming down on them, and they're getting beaten by rods, they're getting jailed, they're getting mocked, they're getting warned, and we would consider that something to avoid at all costs. They didn't. They knew it was part and parcel to being a man, a woman alive in the kingdom on earth. Jesus said he brought his kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. John the apostle, John of the book of Revelation, says this. He's writing the letter to the seven churches in Asia Minor there that are in the first two, three chapters there of the book of Revelation. He said, I, John, share with you the tribulation, the kingdom, and the patient endurance. The tribulation, the trials, the suffering, the rejection. And, you know, some of the Peter was crucified upside down, beaten, beheaded, you name it. We suffer tribulation in this world. And he said, I share that with all of you because those churches were experiencing it, the rejection and the hatred of the world. And it's the devil that's behind all that hatred. Never forget that. There's not a human being on the planet, even those you're going to be watching on TV as we get closer and closer to the election, who are like foaming at the mouth with rage and they're totally irrational and they're screaming and they're maybe hurting people, harming people, breaking things, burning things. And they're kind of out of their minds with rage. You'll see them and you'll be tempted to want very bad things to happen to them maybe. At least some of us. I've certainly had feelings like that in my life and thoughts like that. And, you know, they need to be handled justly, like justice needs to be brought in situations where it needs to be brought. I don't mean people should just be let go, but Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Love them. And that means will their good. You don't have to have positive feelings toward them. You need to will their good. And how does that happen? Just the way the apostles did it. They had those that killed them. I mean, partly why Rome was converted was those literally who put them to death could hardly believe the people they were putting to death in whatever form it was, forgave them and died with joy. Because why? Because we know who's at the right hand of the Father, who's exalted and who we're united to, and nothing can separate us from that. We need to live in that, friends. Talk about it. Walk in it. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.